We want to continue with the message.
我们从打开雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章，我们在读，我们读过了几节的圣经。我们从第十七节一同来读。
Let us read verse 17.
我们读到第二十一节。
To verse 21.
翻到一同开声来读。各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。他按自己的旨意，用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像初熟的果子。我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就上帝的意。所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫欲的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。我们读经就到这个地方。我们已经从试一怀胎生出罪来，罪既长成就生出死来，来看生命是怎样败坏下去。
We have seen how our life can become decadent when we receive sin based on our selfish desire. It conceives, gives birth to sin, and then gives birth to death.
神在他的自己之外创造了许多的己。
Other than God Himself, many other selves have been created.
这些有己的救物性的存在的，都有了神的形象样式在他们的生命里面。
All these various existence of the self has the image and consciousness of God.
所以每一个己是一个有位格的活物。
Every single self is a personhood.
每一个己是一个危机性的存在。
At the same time, they all exist in a crucial existence.
每一个己就有一个自由的功能在他的生命里面。
Every self has the function of freedom in his life.
这个自由的功能本身是被造而美好的事情。
This freedom was created good.
自由的功能是道德性必须的一个基础。
It is a necessity and foundation of ethics.
如果人没有自由的功能的话，
If we do not have the ability to choose,
人就没有道德的可能。
It would not be possible for us to have ethics and morality.
上帝根本没有创造机器人。
God has not created the robots.
上帝创造了按他形象样式而被造的货物，叫做人。
But he created human beings, living beings made in his image.
所以人是尊贵的。
The human being, therefore, is honorable.
人是荣耀的。
He is with glory.
人是特别蒙恩的。
He is specially blessed.
人也是有特殊的责任存在的。
He also has special responsibilities.
这种特权是动物所没有的。
These special privileges are absent in animals.
是动物所有的，不过是以本能相关的需要跟产生的动作而已。
Animals have instinctive need and actions.
动物里面的这个意志，不过是以本能有关系的需要的表达而已。
The will of an animal is expressed in its instinctive behavior.
所以当一只动物需要吃东西的时候，
So when an animal needs to eat,
它的意志就是寻求适合本能所需要的食物来满足它身体维持的力量。
The will of the animal will be look for appropriate food so that he can sustain his life.
当一个动物需要发生性关系的时候，
And when an animal has sexual desires,
它就找一个对偶或者找一个不同的性别的这个配偶与他交往。
He will just look for a mate.
这就是我们中国人所讲的色性也这两大范围。
The Chinese believe that food and sexuality is the two fundamental needs of life.
除了这两个最基本的需要以外，
Other than these two basic needs,
动物没有想要发财。
The animals will not think about prosperity.
动物没有想要升官。
Or to be promoted.
动物没有想要这个征服世界。
Or to conquer the world.
他们最基本的需要就是食跟食的基本本能的需要而已。
What they need are food and sex.
所以他的意志跟他的本能的需要是相配合的。
The will of an animal, therefore, is the same as its instinctive needs.
而且连他的性的生活，连他吃东西的本能，都几乎是被电脑化的一种机械活动而已。
And even all these functions and desires are quite automatic.
但人是不一样的。
This is not the case for the human being.
当人吃饱了以后还有更多东西的时候，
After we finish our food, we think of other things.
他就占有别人所有的权柄。
We will go and take over things belonging to others.
他是有强国,
we will think about grabbing things that doesn't belong to us.
他的雄心, 他的野心可以达到成功,
that our ambition may be succeeding.
他们就以自己为中心, 杀人, 抢劫, 做许多欺诈,
and a human being will become self-centered and he will rob and he will do all sorts of evil.
这些的自由加上以自己为中心的意念,
this is a combination of freedom plus the internal self-desire. God has created a self.
上帝创造了自我救赎存在的永恒性的这一种人性。
And humanity that has self-consciousness and the understanding of his own existence. And God grants us the ability to choose. And so we are not like robots. It is not mechanical in nature. Our lives are not like a machine. We are a person with the sense of consciousness, ability to choose. All these choices give us a morality. Morality includes good and evil. We can be good or evil. We can do the right things or the wrong things. The existence of freedom, therefore, is a crucial existence.
按照上帝的形象样式被造的人就是一个有危机性的一种位格。
The human being made in the image of God therefore lives in a crucial existence.
那么罪是从哪里来的呢?
Then where did sin come from?
这是所有的哲学家想要解释而没有办法解明白的一件事情。
This is something all philosophers want to understand but could not.
罪是从哪里来的呢?
Where did sin come from?
这是所有的宗教家所要讨论
This is what all religious leaders want to understand, but they cannot.
所以雅各书在这件事情上就有一个举世无敌，在全世界所有的书里面，只有他才讲到这个问题。
And the book of James gives us a completely unique understanding of this.
圣经66卷。 就雅各提到罪是怎么产生出来的。
In the 66 books of the Bible, only the book of James tells us where sin comes from.
肆意怀胎就生出罪来。
When evil desires conceive, it gives birth to sin.
罪即长成就生出死。
And when sin is full growth, it gives birth to death.
罪的源头就在这里启示出来了。
We see from this revelation the source of sin.
人的自由意志是犯罪的一个基础。
The freedom that humanity has is the basis for sin.
自由功能就是犯罪的一个可能。
This function to choose is why we can sin.
像我们能不能说上帝把自由给人，乃是故意陷人于罪吗？
So therefore, can we conclude then that God is trying to make us get us into trouble?
你说上帝把自由的功能放在人里面，是不是计划人犯罪的可能性？
Did God plan for us to sin?
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
所以这里说的一切美善的恩赐都是从上帝来的。
So here we see every good and perfect gift is from God.
我们不能因为有自由可能犯罪就怪责上帝这么做是不对的。
We cannot blame God for our misuse of freedom.
这样我们不能因为我有强壮的身体我可以做强盗所以上帝把健康给我是不对的。
For example, we cannot blame God for health and a good physique so that we can become robbers.
我不能说因为我有很美丽的面孔，所以有可能吸引很多的女孩子，所以你把美貌给我，你是罪的源头。
And we cannot blame God for having a beautiful outlook that many people are attracted to us.
你不能说这个女孩子太美了，所以陷害了许多的男人跟她发生性的关系，这是神把美丽放在她身上，让她害人。
And you cannot blame God when a woman is so beautiful that many men are affected by her.
像美善的恩赐跟人的自由的选择，在神面前当尽的责任，以及神对人的审判，就变成一连串关联的事实。
And so all these things come related to each other, the freedom to choose God's good gift and God's judgment. All good and perfect gift comes from God. All of God's motive is good. But when we receive all this good and perfect gift by misusing it, it may become the most ugliest thing. The most intelligent person could be the one that harmed the most people. The most beautiful woman could be the cause of the demise of a country. The sharpest knife could kill the most people. The healthiest person could kill many people. Does that mean that God is involved in sin?
不是的,
no.
因为一些美善的恩赐都是从上帝来,
because all good and perfect gift come from God.
包括自由的意志, 犯罪的功能, 也是上帝赐下的,
including the ability to choose and sin.
连反对上帝的可能性, 也是上帝赐下的,
even your ability to oppose God came from God.
为什么上帝把这些东西给人呢?
Why would God give us all these things?
这些美善的恩赐变成败坏的事情的结果的时候，根据什么步骤而产生的？
What procedure would lead to a good gift becoming bad?
就是失意怀胎而产生罪的。
It is because selfish desire conceived sin.
失意怎么会怀起胎来？
Why would a desire conceive?
就是当你这个自由被罪所玷污，以自我为中心来抵挡上帝的时候。
It becomes because your freedom is misused when you become self-centered to oppose God. When God gave us freedom, He also gave us His Word. When your freedom is one with the Word of God, you will become obedient to God. But when your freedom is one with your self-centeredness, you will oppose God. When the seed of the Word of God enters into your life, the seed of life will enable you to be obedient to the Word of God. When you are God-centered, if the Word of God becomes a seed in your life, if the guidance of the Holy Spirit is your direction, you will bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But when you are self-centered, when you misuse the freedom that you have,
抵挡上帝的话为种子，吸收在你心中的时候，
if the seed that you receive is the opposition to the word of God,
你就生出死亡的果子来，
and then the fruit of death will appear.
所以这段的圣经有机的结构，
these verses have organic relationships.
还是提到人的私欲怎么样怀胎，
it talks about how our self-desire gives birth to sin,
产生死亡的果效来，
and then sin gives birth to death,
产生罪的果子来，
and how the fruit of sins will produce, and the end result when we do receive the word of God, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit may appear, that righteous result will appear, and also eternal life. All these are implicit in these passages. Then it becomes clear the two pathways we are to take.
自由自杀,
self-centeredness will lead to a suicide end.
犯罪灭亡的三大步曲,
this is the three ways.
以自我,
self-centeredness,
来做自由,
to have freedom.
结果杀害自己,
in the end, we kill of ourselves.
自我自由自杀,
the self, freedom, and
suicide.
Desires conceived to give birth to sin, sin gives birth to death.
灭亡的总路线,
this is the general principle of destruction. What about salvation? It's obedience to God. That God centered. And His word produces faith. And we are made righteous. The righteous will receive eternal life from God.
犯罪到死亡,
from the selfish desire sinning until death,
顺从神,把我因信称义到永生,
from obedience and faith and righteousness,
这就是两条的总路线,
it shows us two different pathways,
是个灭亡的总路线,
one into destruction,
一个是得救的总路线,
one into salvation,
一个永死的总路线,
one into eternal death,
一个是永生的总路线,
the other eternal life.
这里面都有一个同样的地方,
there is a commonality,
就是怀胎,
conception,
怀胎,
conception,
怀胎,
conception,
生命就长起来了,
and then life will grow.
当你的情欲受怀孕的时候,
when your evil desires conceive, it produces sin.
当你顺从上帝的灵性受道种进入的时候,
but when you're obedient to God and receive the seed of the word,
就产生了称义, it 被神
it produces a new life, a righteous life.
所以这里是对称的,
and so there's a relationship here.
前面提到情欲, 怀了胎, 就生出罪来,
earlier you talk about desires, sin and death.
后面说上帝用道种重生了我们,
but at the second passage it talks about how we are born again with the word.
所以罪的结局就是死,
the end result of sin is death.
上帝的恩典在基督里面是永生,
but the grace of God in Jesus Christ is eternal.
一个人有神的心这样样式,
a person is made in the image of God.
或者世界上是听撒旦的话, 或者听上帝的道,
the question is he listening to the word of Satan or the word of God?
你领受了撒旦的话, 成为种子, 种在你里面的时候,
when you hear the word of Satan and receive his word as a seed,
你自己为中心, 选择抵挡上帝的方向的时候,
and when you are self-centered and you oppose God,
情欲怀了胎, 就生出罪来,
the evil desire will conceive and give birth to sin.
相反的，上帝把他的道赐给你的时候,
conversely, when God gives you his word,
你是不是用顺从的心, 领受道种栽种在你生命的里面?
Are you receiving the word of God as a seed into your heart with obedience?
保罗对哥林多教会的人这么讲,
the apostle Paul says to the
church,
for you, I labor as if I'm in laboring a childbirth, until Jesus is fully grown in your heart. Now I'm suffering as if a woman in labor, just as like a woman giving birth. From henceforth, she will never be a teenager anymore. She wouldn't have the lively days of the past. Because a seed has impregnated her. And she now has a great responsibility. For 9 months, she will become more and more pregnant, the burden will become heavier.
但是结果呢?
In the end,
就把一个孩子, 一个新的生命产下来一样,
a new life would have been born.
对一个女人, 这是太大, 太大的权利了。
This is a great privilege of womanhood.
这对一个女人就是太大, 太神圣的责任了。
And it is a very sacred responsibility.
是因为爱, 她接受了, 那第一个精虫到她卵子怀胎以后,
after she received the first sperm because of her love,
她不再儿戏,
there is no longer
a game.
It's no longer playing, like playing a game.
这个伟大的责任,
this great responsibility will bring forth a lot of suffering as well.
特别是当她要这个小的生命生出来以前,
especially before the birth of this new life,
她要忍受的痛苦,
she has to withstand many suffering. This is something a man would never ever understand.
而是如若的女子怎么有这么大的胆量?
How is it possible that a weak woman has such boldness?
生命产生生命的荣耀的责任,
because there's a glorious responsibility for a life to bring forth a life.
惧怕,
although she's frightened,
她不知道要受多少的苦才能把孩子生出来,
although she doesn't know how much suffering is ahead,
但是等孩子生出来以后呢,
but after the child is born,
她马上忘记她9个月的怀胎, 痛苦的这个经历,
the woman would have forgotten all the suffering of the past 9 months.
因为她喜欢世界上生出了一个新的生命出来,
because she has brought forth a new life to the world.
这句话是耶稣基督自己讲的,
this was what Jesus Christ said himself.
这句话是所有做过母亲的女人都可以阿们的,
and something all women would be able to agree to.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
新生命的产生,
the birth of a new life,
是因为道的种子怀胎在我们的里面,
would come because of the conception by the word of God. When the Apostle Paul preached, he gave us the seed.
保罗就等受生产的这个困难。
And he waited and waited as if a woman in labor.
直到一个新的生命, 就基督的生命成形在人的心里面。
Until a new life, the life of Jesus Christ, be born in a person.
我一直注意看这段圣经跟下一段的关系。
So I keep trying to notice the relationship between the passages.
我发现了这个有机的观念。
And I discovered this organic relationship.
罪的产生是因为私欲怀的胎。
Sin comes about because of evil desire conceiving.
而一个义的产生，因为圣灵把上帝的道成形在我们心里面。
But righteousness comes because the Holy Spirit gives us the word of God as a seed.
这是我在教哲学的时候，我提到，我想了一个字 ，logoi, spermatikoi.
And so when I teach philosophy, I remember a word, logos spermatikoi.
Sperma 就是翻译成英文的精虫那个字。
Sperma is the same root word for sperm.
Logos spermatikoi 就是那原先的那个种子的那个道的这个本体。
This phrase refers to the original word of God.
这样不奇怪，上帝用他的道使我们领受生命。
So we are not astonished that the verse would tell us that God gave us His Word that we may have new life. He chose to give us birth through the Word of Truth. That we might be a kind of first fruit of all He created. And then the verse says, My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak. Quick to listen, slow to speak. Quick to listen, slow to anger. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. What do we listen to?
我们怎样快快地听呢?
How do we listen quickly?
为什么听是这么重要呢?
Why is listening so important?
信道是从听道来的。
Because believing comes from listening.
所以当上帝的道传到我们耳中，进入我们心的时候。
So when the word of God is preached and we hear it and it enters into our heart.
就像一个种子放在我们的里面。
It is as if a seed has come into us.
当上帝的道进到我们生命里面的时候。
When the word of God enters into our lives.
就像精虫站在我们里面，使我们怀孕。
It's like impregnation with a sperm.
这是很严肃的事情。
This is a solemn matter.
完全不是开玩笑的事情。
Not a joke.
我们是因为道被生出来。
We are born because of His Word.
我们是圣灵而被重生的。
And we are reborn because of the Holy Spirit.
我们是因为福音而被生的。
We are born again because of the gospel.
我们是上帝生的。
We are born from God.
所以上帝借着圣灵的工作，把已经启示的道种放在你的里面，才产生的信仰。
Through the word of the Holy Spirit, the seed of the word of God goes into you, and that's why you have faith.
那因为你的信，就在神面前蒙称义。
Because of your faith, you are made righteous before God.
这是很清楚的教训。
These are clear teachings.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当不信主的人。
An unbeliever.
他们的私欲领受撒旦的话语，怀胎生出罪恶来。
Their evil desire will receive the seed from Satan which produces sin.
信主的人,
In the same manner, a Christian would also receive the seed of the word of God that it may grow into a new life.
感谢上帝,
Thanks be to God.
我们今天每天都在听一些东西,
Every day we are hearing different things.
你听电视的话语,
Words from the television.
你听社会的话语,
Words from the society.
你听朋友的话语,
Words from your friends.
你听自己内心对自己讲话的话语,
Words from yourself.
那么那些话中间到底有哪一句是代表神的道进入你的心中，以后慢慢长出生命来呢？
Among all these voices, which are the word of God that may go into your heart and grow up.
这就是人对真理的回应的问题。
This is how we respond back to the truth.
我有两三次对你们说，人是唯一对神能反应的活物。
I've said to you many times that the humankind is the only living being that can respond to God.
因为我们被造而成为相对性的存在。
We have been created in a relative existence to God.
我们中间没有一个人的存在是绝对不存。
None of us exist by ourselves.
我们的存在是相对对存。
We all exist in a relative manner.
我们被造的时候是造在以神相对的存在本质的里面。
Our existence in creation is relative to the existence of God.
我们被造的时候也是被造在人与人相对关系的本质的里面。
We have also been created relative to each other.
所以我们绝对没有办法个别不自生存而达到生命的成长。
It is not possible to grow in life by staying all by yourself.
我们绝对没有办法在个别不存的中间产生自我的成全。
It is not possible to be made perfect all by yourself.
这样许多女子，当她结了婚，有了孩子以后，她的母性就使她进到更完美的地步一样。
Like many women who becomes more maternal after they get married and therefore become more perfect.
她被造在相对性里。
They were created in a relative existence.
女人与男人之间的关系是相对存在的关系。
The relationship between a man and woman is relative to each other.
人与人的朋友的关系是建立的相对存在的关系。
The relationship in friendship is also relative.
我们小的时候与我们父母之间的关系是存在着相对存在的关系。
When we are young, we exist relative to that of our parents.
这个相对性的存在。
This relative existence
是总根源
has a base source
就是人的存在是被造在与神的存在相对关联的存在的里
And this fundamental source is that we have been created relative to that of God
所以一个人没有与神发生关系他的生命一定是枯干的
So if a person does not have relationship with God his life would have been dry
一个人与人没有发生关系
If a person does not have relationship with anyone else
孤独感也是使他更久更感到枯干的
The sense of loneliness will make his life dry
我们有爱的本能我们有被爱的需要
We have the ability to love and we also need to be loved
我们有从上领受所需要的我们有向下分享所需要的双重的关系
We are able to receive from God but at the same time we are able to share with others
我们被造在一个相对性的本能的里面
We have been created with the function that are relative
为什么人喜欢照镜子呢
Why do we like to look in the mirror?
因为他对自己的相对性发生兴趣
Because he's interested in his own relative existence
所以人就会自己对自己讲话
And so we talk to ourselves.
一个人自己对自己讲话是很真实的事情。
This is something that is where you are very honest with yourself.
一个人自己对自己讲什么话，相当影响以后他的位格、他的人品的发展。
And the things he would say to himself would have a bearing in the way his character would be developed further.
你还记得你失败以后你讲什么话吗？
After you have failed, can you remember what you said?
你记得你给人家轻看以后，你讲什么话吗
？After you have been despised, what words would you say to yourself?
你还记得你大病一场以后，你做什么决定吗
？After you recover from a great illness, what have you decided?
你还记得你被最亲爱的人丢掉的时候，你的感受痛苦，你有自己对自己讲什么话吗
？What were your words when you were forsaken by the person you love most?
这是自我的对谈。
All these self-conversations
把自己的存在跟自己的存在做一个相对性的肯定
started when we affirm our own existence relative to our own existence
这就是存在主义里面所发现的即我存在以及对我存在同一个个体同一个位格的这个特殊
The existentialist discovered the existence of the self and the relative self to be one
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
今天我要奉主的名对你说
In the name of the Lord I say to you
你被造的与神相对的关系中
You have been created in a relative relationship with God
而你与神之间的相对关系就成为你与人与己与自然与物与所有今生来生现世又是所有相对对称关系的总基础。
And your relationship with God will become the foundation of your relationship with yourself, with other people, with nature, with all things in all generation and time.
当一个人与神之间的关系是正常的时候
，When we have a normal relationship with God, then
他对己、对人、对物的关系就总正常起来。
We would have a general normalcy in our relationship between the self and other people and all other things.
一个人与神之间的关系发生差错的时候。
But when our relationship with God is in error,
他可能自傲，可能自卑，可能自吹自残， 自暴自废，可能自杀。
All sorts of possibility will occur. He could be arrogant. He could despise himself. He could even kill himself.
这样一个与神之间的关系，就决定了他以己与人之间的关系。
Therefore, our relationship with God will determine our relationship with ourselves and with others and with all things.
神是那真理的本体。
God is truth.
神是那正义的本体。
God is just.
神是那个良善的本体。
God is good.
神是那圣洁的本体。
God is holiness.
所以当你把你的自己跟神的自己发生关联的时候，从他的圣洁里面看到自己的目标，从他的公义里面看到自己的可能性，从他的良善里面看见自己应当的学习。
When you, yourself is joined with God's self, then from His various attributes, you will see the many areas that you need to take care of.
你因为向神活着，就脱离了你情欲怀胎犯罪的可能。
When that happens, you will live for God and you will escape from the possibility of selfish desire giving birth to sin.
当你向这位圣洁、良善、公义、真理爱的上帝活着的时候，
When you live for this holy God, this good God, this just God, and this God of love,
你从这个相对关联的中间反映出他给你的形象，使你的形象归回他的本体，你就进入良善圣洁的生活里。
You will be able to enter into the good and holy life when you reflect this relationship back into your own life.
他用他的道放在你心中，成为归向他的种子。
He will use His word to put into your heart that you may turn back to Him.
所以我们有进入善、进入圣洁的新生命的可能在。
And so it is possible for us to have this new life that we may enter into goodness and holiness.
当我们转离他的时候，
But when we turn away from Him,
就是撒旦叫我们顺从、不顺从上帝，以己为中心的情欲的果子的时候。
And we receive the seed from Satan that we will be self-centered.
我们就开始面向死亡。
We would then face death.
在亚当里面，亚当的生命里面，你看见了神对他讲的话语，也有撒旦对他讲的话语。
In the life of Adam, you see God speaking to him and Satan speaking.
上帝说：“这树上的果子你不能吃，因为你吃的那一天你必定死。”
God said, "You are not to partake of the fruit of this tree. For the day you eat it, you will surely die."
撒旦说：“上帝不一定这么说，你吃吧，你不一定死，你吃了不但不死，眼睛会更大个。”
Satan says that God may not be true, may not be telling the truth. You should eat it, and your eyes will be open.
所以亚当夏娃就像一个正在接受真的道种或者假的道种来怀胎的一个人。
Adam and Eve would be like a person who is going to be impregnated either with the word of God or the word of Satan.
以己为中心，以撒旦的道为道种的，就怀出罪跟死的果子来。
If you are self-centered and you receive the seed of Satan, death and sin occur.
以上帝为中心，以圣灵将上帝的道当的道种吸收的人，就进到称义永生的果效。
But the person who is God-centered, who received the word of God as a seed, will have eternal life and righteousness.
我看出了这一段的圣经已经严肃到这个地步。
I can see how solemn this passage is.
关系已经严肃到这个地步。
That he has such a stern relationship.
所以就提到了听道的问题。
And so I talk about hearing the word.
你知不知道上帝用他的道生了我们？
Do you not know that you are born by the word of God?
你是因着道产生信仰。
That faith comes because you heard the word.
因信被称为义。
And you are made righteous because of your faith.
义人是因信得生。
The righteous will live by faith.
罪人因信称义。义人因信得生。
The sinners are made righteous by faith, and the righteous live by faith.
这岂不是道成为你改变的唯一的动力吗？
This is the only way the word will change you.
你应当注意你怎样听到。
Therefore, you need to pay careful attention as to how you
hear. 你与神之间相对的关联的态度，你应当用怎样的态度领受对你所栽种的道。
And in this relative existence to God, what sort of attitude should you have to receive His word?
同样参加聚会，有的人看不起神对他所讲的道。
Many people attend the same meeting, but some despises the word.
同样参加聚会，有人珍惜每一字每一句神传到他耳中的道。
The same people who attend the meeting may take careful attention to every single word that is uttered by the preacher.
有的人渴慕上帝的道。如饥如渴地等候上帝的话。
Some people thirst after the word of God and anticipate it with all honesty.
有的人糟蹋上帝的道，从年头到年尾听见所有的道， 没有一句对生命产生改变跟影响。
But some people just take care of God's word haphazardly from the beginning of the year to the end of the year without any positive influence.
有的人一生一世做基督徒，没有几句上帝的道对他有什么关系？
Some people could have been Christians for decades, but very few word of God has relationship with them.
有的人刚刚信主不久，念了神学，在四年里面明白了全门圣经的总义。
Some people, once they believe, maybe they enter into the seminary, and in 4 years, they understand the whole of the Word of God.
然后他无穷无尽地给教会供应一生一世，他的口成为生命树，结出许多的果子出来。
And endlessly, he will supply the church, his words will become the tree of life.
你看见不同的地方吗？
Do you see the difference here?
有的人一年做25次礼拜。
Some people do attend 25 worship services.
每一个礼拜听大概20分钟的道。
Every year, every worship service, you will listen to the word for 20 minutes.
一年里面只有听上帝的道8个钟头。
In other words, every year he will hear the word of God for 8 hours.
我从8岁的时候参加奋进布道会。
When I was 8, I participated in a revival meeting.
那我不能读神学。
I could not go into the seminary.
我不是个小孩子。
I was just young.
我只能去参加布道会。
I can only join the meeting.
那我还记得蔡信德老牧师，他已经很久以前就离开世界，因为我8岁了，他已经82岁还在讲道。
I remember this old pastor by the name of Reverend Chai.
哇，他的布道会一次布道会故事20多个，我很喜欢。
In his gospel rally, he always liked to tell many stories.
一次讲到3个钟头。
He will preach for 3 hours.
我就听，就带了很多的故事，带了很多的道理。8岁就吸收上帝的话。
At 8 years old, I already received many of his stories in my heart.
他的布道会不是2天3天，一次布道会8天10天。
His gospel rally will last about 8 to 10 days.
我8岁的时候，单单听他布道会，一年里面他来一次，我就会听得几十个钟头。
And so every year, if he were to come just once, I would have heard more than 10 hours of sermon.
因为我再继续听。
And then I keep listening.
我听赵世光，听纪志文，听王在，听王氏，听佘新我，听林佩轩，所有大布道家，我能听的都去听。
I went attended meetings of all the famous evangelists and revivalists.
有一次，纪志文牧师在苏拉巴亚一连举行21天的布道会。
Once Reverend Andrew Chi had a 21-day gospel rally in Surabaya.
几天赶不完功课，所以一共我参加了16天。
I participated for 16 days.
那是我12岁的时候。
I was 12.
最后一天讲完了，我给他一封信，贴了自己的照片，好像自己做的毕业文凭一样。
On the last day, I gave him a letter with a picture of myself.
基牧师，你为我祷告，我愿意奉献一生一世做传道。
I say, Reverend G, please pray for me. I'm willing to give up my life to God.
为什么有小小的孩子已经有这样大的心愿呢？
Why would a 12-year-old child have such great ambition?
上帝的道进到他心里。
Because the word of God has entered into his heart.
虽然过了几年，又完全忘得一干二净。
Although I've forgotten about it a few years later.
16岁的时候，我已经接受了唯物论，接受了辩证法，接受了共产无神主义，又接受进化科学论。
By the time I was 16, I've received all sorts of other secular philosophies.
但是不到一年里面，
But within 1 year,
神的道种又在萌芽起来了。
The seed of the word of God began to grow.
我放弃了这一切，以耶稣基督为真理，吸收在我心里面来。
And I gave up all the other secular philosophies and received the word of God as the seed again.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这一段讲来讲去，讲到最后，你们要快快听到。
And here in the end, we are to be quick to listen.
快快听到不是速度的问题。
It is not a question of speed.
是态度的问题。
But a question of attitude.
快快听到不是把录音机加一倍速度，你就可以快快听到。
It doesn't mean that you fast forward your recorder.
快快听到有几重的意思。
There are many meanings here.
第一重的意思，趁着你还有机会的时候，你要尽量吸收上帝的道。
The first one is that while there is yet opportunity, you are to receive the word of God as much as you can.
今天印尼教会一个人用汽车载我到这里。
Today I was sent here by someone from the Indonesian church.
他说十多年前我第一次听你讲道，我就受吸引。
He said more than 10 years ago, the first time I heard you, I was attracted to you.
我有一个时候很 come on, 一直听。
And there was a period of time, and I thirst after it.
所以我一次用了500万印尼币，不知道差不多几千块美金。把能买到的你所有录音带全部卖回去， 从头到尾听到完。
And he said once I spent several thousand US dollars to buy all the audio tapes of your sermon and I heard all of it.
现在你所讲的道，除了雅各书这一套我还没有听以外，其他的我都听进去。
And he said that I've heard everything that you have preached other than that on the book of James.
什么叫做快快的听？
What does it mean to be quick to listen?
听什么呢？
To listen to what?
是不是快快听谣言？
Is it rumors?
是不是快快听新闻？
Or news?
很多人一早上一起来就看这个 Wall Street 到底多少钱。
Many people wake up and the first thing they see is the Wall Street Index.
你一早起来你就听最近有什么消息。
Or the latest news.
你用这样的态度听到你的灵性早就很进步了。
If this attitude is used when you listen to the sermon, you would have grown spiritually.
人家谣传别人的事情，哇，你很注意听。
You will listen to rumors very quickly.
也不好的消息，你也爱听。
The worse the news is, the more it attracts you.
越好的消息，你也不爱听。
The better the news, the more unattractive.
上帝的道，你最不爱听。
The word of God is the worst for us.
你知道，你活在世界上做人最重要的责任就是听明白上帝的道。
The most important responsibility as a human being is to understand the word of God.
就有这么讲，耶稣也这么讲。
Jesus Christ said the same thing.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠上帝口里说出的一切的话。
And man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
你知道不知道你比孔子更有特权领受上帝的话？
Do you not know that you have greater privilege than Confucius to receive the word of God?
孔子说朝闻道，夕死可也。
Confucius said, in the morning, if I understand the truth, I'm willing to die by the evening.
不知之信以天道，不可得而闻也。
But at the same time, I cannot really understand what heaven has in the truth itself.
所以如果有一天我可以听见上帝的道，那天晚上死我也甘愿。
And so he said, if I'm able to understand the truth of God in the morning, I'm willing to die by the evening.
上帝的道传下来的时候。
But when the word of God is preached,
里面就隐藏着信仰的种子。
It implicitly has the seed of faith.
因为上帝的道就是真理。
Because His word is truth.
真理就是信仰的对象。
And truth is what faith is all about.
当我对真理有纯粹、忠心的信仰的时候，那我在神面前就蒙悦纳，新生命的种子就在我里面。
And when I'm faithful towards the truth, God will bless me and the new life will come into me.
那位弟兄又对我说，
That brother said,
我不但用500万印尼币把你所有的录音带买了，
Not only did I buy all your audio tapes with 5 million rupiah,
我把你所有的道都听了，
I've heard all your sermons.
我常常对我的太太说，
I also tell my wife,
我们的祷告给唐牧师长命。
Let's pray that Dr. Tong will live for a very long time.
能够听这样道的机会不是每一个时代都有。
He said, this opportunity doesn't exist in every generation.
我说你不要为我祷告长命。
And I said, don't pray that I will live for a long time.
为了你听到有道听，我苦死了，一直活下去死不了。
Because of you, I may have to live for a very long time.
你要求主兴起更多比我更会讲道的人来讲给你。
What you need to do is to pray that the Lord will raise even better preachers than I am.
什么叫做快快的听？
What does it mean to be quick to listen?
趁着机会，尽量多听。
That when there's an opportunity, listen more.
什么叫做快快的听？
What does it mean to be quick to listen?
不明白的，你要快快的听，去受教，去明白真理。
Things that you do not understand, you must quickly listen and understand.
这是人对神的回应。
This is how we respond to God.
上帝说，我终日呼召你，你没有回应我。
God said, all day long I call you, but you do not respond.
如今我告诉你，耶和华相近的时候，你要求告他。
But then let me tell you that when Jehovah God is coming near, you must call upon Him.
当我们的弟兄从那边走过来的时候，
When our brother comes from the other side,
我从这里走过去的时候，
And I approach him,
我们一直走的时候，
As we move,
我们的距离在减少，
The distance will reduce,
距离在减少，
As it reduces,
到最靠近的时候，
When we get the closest,
擦身而过，
When we touch each other,
那一秒开始，
From that second,
我们的距离在增加了。
We begin to depart again.
你明白我的意思吗？
Do you understand this?
距离正在减少，减少，减少，减少，减少，减少到最近的时候，也就是最危险的时候，因为这以后就是越来越远了。
Because right at the closest point of contact, you start to depart again.
趁着耶和华相近的时候, 求告他。
So the word of God says, when God is still near, call upon him.
趁着今天拯救的日子的时候, 悔改归向他。
Today is the day of salvation. You are to repent and turn back to
him.
He would not give us the same opportunity forever.
靠近他的时候, 也就是一刹之间,
it is a flash of a moment when we are closest to him. After that, the opportunity is gone. Quickly listen to him.
有许多时候我们听上帝的道的时候，我们那个选择功能使我们抗拒那些对我们没有好受的话语。
Sometimes when we listen to God because of our ability to choose, we oppose words that are not so nice to us.
一个低级的人生是养成听好话，不听实话的人生。
A lowly life is a life in which we only want to listen to words that are nice to us.
那个好听的话不一定是有帮助的。But
words that are soothing to us may not help us.
真正对我们有帮助的话是很不好听的。Sometimes
words that will truly help us are not nice in our ears.
快快地听，下一句说。 慢慢地说。
So you are too quick to listen, but then slow to speak.
那你听到不顺耳的话，马上批评，马上反对，马上生气的时候，只表明你的肤浅，你的愚昧，你是一个灵性不成熟的人。 When
you are shallow, when you are ignorant, when you are spiritually weak, you always react quickly when people rebuke you or the words are not nice.
听到不顺耳的话的时候，
When we hear words that are unpleasant,
圣经告诉我们要反复思想。
The Bible says you are to think carefully, to think again and again,
反复思想,
to reflect.
又是以玛利亚对耶稣说，岂不知道我们找你很辛苦。
Joseph and Mary asked Jesus, do you not know that we have been searching for you?
耶稣回答说，岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗？
Jesus replied, do you not know that I have to have in mind things of my father?
这个叫做不知来不知去。
This is a good response.
你岂不知道我找你很辛苦？
The parents said, do you not know?
你岂不知道我以我父的事为念？
And Jesus Christ said, do you not know?
这句话都是把自己要人明白的话讲出来。
These are words that we want other people to understand.
那么又是跟玛利亚要耶稣明白的是什么？
What was Joseph and Mary, what did they want Jesus
我们的辛苦,
to understand? They say, we have tried very hard to find you.
这都是服侍自我的一个小小的中心点的需要。
These are needs for the individual.
耶稣说，岂不知我当我父的事为？
But Jesus Christ said, do you not know that I have to have in my mind the things of my father?
他讲这句话的时候， 又说是他的父吗？
But Joseph was his father.
又说是养父。
A father that took care of him physically.
岂不知我当我父的事为念？ 把这个父撇开一旁边来讲。
But Jesus was setting him aside.
这是很难听的话语。
These are very difficult words.
当这个玛利亚对耶稣说， 他们的酒不够了， 你应当怎么样帮助他们的时候，
When Mary told Jesus that they have run out of wine, help them.
耶稣说，妇人，我与你有什么相干？
Woman, Jesus said, woman, what have I to do with you?
这是很难听的话。
These are unpleasant words.
中文呢，好像呢，不好意思，就翻译说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？母亲当然很多相干咯。
The Chinese translation is mother, what do I have to do with you?
当上帝的话讲出来的时候，
But when the word of God is preached,
许多时候很难进我们的耳朵。
Many a times it's unpleasant.
今天的圣经告诉我们，
The verse today says,
快快地听，
Listen quickly,
慢慢地说，
Be slow to speak.
有的人，
Some people
刚刚听一次就反感，
Get angry the first time they heard it.
刚刚听两句就要辩驳了，
And they want to debate after the second sentence.
我这一生看到很多这样的，
I've witnessed many people like that.
我有一次最看不惯的是在美国的 Oregon 州
Once I was preaching in the state of Oregon in a university,
那个一个女人,
there was a woman.
在我还没有讲到前，我没有时间，我不能听你讲到，我先发几个问题，那我就要走了。
Said that, well, I don't have the time to listen to you. I want to ask you a few questions and then I will leave.
那一天我还没有经验，就先给她发问题，所以问题发了也不要听就走了。
I was not a very experienced back then, so I allowed her to ask questions, but she asked the question and left.
如果现在还有这样的，我先打他一巴掌再讲。
If a person like that today, I'll slap the person first.
就孔子见老子的时候，
When Confucius saw 老子，
老子没有说：“哎呀，像你这么大牌的也来找我，真是给我有非常好的名义宣传的机会。”
老子 did not say that. Wow, you are so famous, and yet you come and ask me for advice.
现今有全世界都知道，连孔子都来找老子，因为老子比孔子更老，叫老子。
And the whole world will now know that Confucius came and asked me for advice.
谢谢你自己来拜访我。
Thank you for coming to invite me.
你这么大牌的人。
You are such a famous philosopher.
老子不这样讲。
老子 never did that.
老子说：“你要明白真理吗？你在做什么
？”What why are you here for?
为了寻求道理。
And Confucius said, "I want to know the truth."
骄傲的态度除掉，你没有资格明白道
理。老子 said, "If you do not get rid of your arrogance, you cannot understand the truth."
弃之子骄态以淫志。
That you need to get rid of arrogance first.
老子一点不客气。
So he didn't give him any face.
今天我们需要上帝的道吗？
Do we need the word of God today?
需要。
We do.
我们真的渴慕上帝的道吗？
Do we thirst after it?
不是。我们把上帝的道当着开玩笑，讲得好听我就听，讲得不好听你就办礼拜堂去听比较好听。
To us, the sermon, if it is nice, I will hear it. If it's not very nice, I'll change the church.
你这样的态度，有资格从上帝口中听见一句话。
So with such an attitude, how dare we think we are worthy of even a word from God?
有很多人差一点做基督徒，后来不成。
Some people almost became a Christian.
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么后来不成？
Why did they fail?
因为他不要忍耐，不要好好听，要快快播，要快快讲自己的理。
Because they do not want to have patience, they do not want to listen carefully, they want to quickly debate.
所以雅各说，
James said,
你要快快的听。
Be quick to listen.
你慢慢的说。
Slow to speak.
慢慢的辩论。
Slow to debate.
听。
Hear.
要快快。
Quickly.
表示尽量抓住机会听上帝的话。
It means you grab hold of the opportunity to hear the word of God.
尽量吸收注意上帝的话。
And quickly absorb and take care of it.
尽量解决你对上帝话不懂的地方，好好听它。
And solve all the problems that you cannot understand quickly.
慢慢的说什么意思呢？
But slow to speak.
如果你不明白，你好好的思想。
Is that if you do not understand, think about it carefully.
反复的思想。
Over and over again.
你慢慢的计较。
And to reflect upon it.
上帝的话是没有错误的。
The word of God doesn't contain any error.
我这次到新加坡这六年来。
For the past 6 years in Singapore,
看见你们有一些人慢慢的、心情谨慎的、刻薄的、很耐心的听。
I see a lot of you listening very carefully, very patiently.
你们没有说唐牧师，我要快快的听，所以请你快快的讲。
You never tell Reverend Tong, I want to listen quickly, so please speak quickly.
我一宣布要到台北讲西班牙书的时候
，When I declare that I will preach on Hebrews in Taipei,
马上人坐满了。
Immediately, it was filled.
祷告像雷公的声音。
And they prayed loudly and earnestly.
他们以为呢，到台北八次就可以把希伯来斯把它教完了。
They thought that I would finish in 8 sessions.
这个叫做速成班，也叫做快快的听。
They think that this means what it means by quick listening quickly.
后来到了八次结束的，才讲到第二节。
At the end of 8 sessions, we only reached 2.
就开始。那个整个的火热就慢慢冷下来了。
The fervency slowly disappeared.
祷告从感情变成理性。
The prayer become rational.
从理性变成意志不祷告。
And from rationality it becomes a will not to pray.
听到的精神慢慢松懈下来。
And the attitude was different.
但有一批的人。
But there's still a group of them.
听到132次。
Who heard it for 132 times.
希伯来书在新加坡讲128次。
In Singapore, we preached for 128 sessions.
希伯来书在台北讲132次。
But in Taipei, 132.
哇，那是有耐心听到完的人。
Those who had the patience to persevere.
几乎都有同样的感觉。
They all felt the same way.
如果没有听，也不知道要怎么后悔。
If we have not heard it, we would have been very regretful.
我就带了一些书送给他们。
So I brought some books and gave it to them.
哪一个人每一次都来的举手？
Those who have been here every time, raise your hand.
哪一个人有两次不来的举手？
Those who have not been here twice, raise your hand.
哪一个人五次不来的举手？
Those who have been absent for 5 times, raise your hand.
我告诉你，我第二名。
I'm second.
我有一次不来。
I didn't come once.
那个唐牧师你不来谁来呢？
你说他当然比都干 ，Who comes？
那一次飞机在这个什么，在有事情，所以我就不能去。
At that time, there was a flight delay, so I didn't reach Taipei.
打电话请饶孝敬牧师快快赶到会场代替我讲事，所以我缺乏一次。
I called a pastor to take my place once.
有一个老人家站起来，他每次都来，一次都没有缺席。
There was an elderly person that stood up and said she was there every single time.
80多岁的牧师,
a pastor in his 80s.
哇,他第一名,
he was first.
还很多年轻人害羞得不得了,
so many young people were ashamed.
80多岁的牧师,
he was a pastor in the 80s.
从淡江的地方到台北来,
came from a place called 淡江.
每一次的查经会都差不多做一个多钟头的事。
And he would have to travel about more than an hour just to reach that place.
一次都没有缺席。
He was not absent even once.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我相信以后他见主的时候,
I believe when he should see the Lord again,
一定心中充满希望,
he would be filled with joy.
因为他一生一世, 快快听, 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 讲了那么久, 还是快快听。
After he preached so many sermons, he was still a person who is quick to listen.
不多讲话,
he wouldn't speak too much.
我们决定请他做 台湾布道团的顾问,
and we have decided to appoint him advisor to STEMI Taiwan.
我感谢上帝,
I give thanks to God.
还有一个传道人,
another preacher.
几年里面每个礼拜一直来一直来,
for a few years every week he keep coming.
这些人灵性进步了很多,
these people have improved in their spirituality.
前几年我到厦门去的时候,
a few years ago when I went to 厦门,
有人对我讲一句话,
someone said to me,
厦门两个讲道最好的牧师,
two of the pastors that could preach the best in 厦门, are people who keep listening to your
为什么呢?
messages.
他们要吸收,
they want to
吸收,
explore,
吸收更多,
more,
明白更多,
to know more.
他们神的道就在他们心中,
then the word of God is in their hearts.
我这一生的最大的受亏就是没有人给我听到的机会。
The biggest regret I have in my life is that I don't have people to listen to.
我一到一个地方就叫我讲, 叫我讲,
wherever I go, people keep asking me to speak and I don't have the opportunity to listen.
好在圣经有一句,施比受更人有福,我就得到安慰了。
But the Bible comforts me by saying it's more blessed to give than to receive.
但是我老实告诉你,
but I tell you honestly,
我是昼夜思想上帝话,
I'm a person that think about God's word,
以致要尽快听上帝对我讲,
every single moment and quickly wants to listen to what God has to say.
上帝的灵怎么帮助,
if it is not for the Spirit of God helping
me,
it is not possible to keep preaching to sustain so many people.
刚才那位弟兄, 他说,
the brother I mentioned earlier,
我的太太告诉我, 哇, 今天唐牧师讲得太好了, 可惜你没有在新加坡。
He said that, wow, you know, Dr. Tong spoke so well, but too bad you're not in Singapore.
他回电话说, 今天你在新加坡是下午听, 我早上就听了, 我比你更早听到。
And he would tell the
我在加拿大听的,
wife, I would tell the wife that I've heard the thing first in Jakarta.
结果他再把录音带买来给他太太听, 他的太太也买录音带给他听。
And the husband and wife will buy the tapes for each other.
他发现说, 同样的经文, 同样的题目, 这里讲, 跟那里讲, 里面还有很多不一样,
and they discover that for the same theme, same verse, the contents are still different.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
有一些人以为没有,
some people think there are nothing here,
所以他比别人更多,
and because of that he has more.
有些人以为懂了,
or some people think that they already know,
已经有了,
that they already have,
有了只有几件事吧,
but actually they only have very little things.
有一次我在一个地方叫做 Pemantang Sianta, Sianta.
Once I was preaching in a certain place,
我对我那个同学的父亲做见证,劝他信主, 因为他孩子做传道,他爸爸还不信主。
I was preaching to the father of a preacher.
我到他家,
I went to his house,
我要劝他信耶稣,
to try to preach to him.
他说,免说,我都知道了,我都知道了。
He said, don't tell me, I already know all these things.
你阿伯出世以前,我就听到,我知道了。
Before he was even born, I already know the word of God.
两年生我都知道了,基督教是什么,不必讲我知道, 就是那个没有结婚的生孩子,那个玛利亚,对不对?
He says, Mary who is not married and have a child.
那个不害羞的女人,不结婚,大肚子生一个叫耶稣,这个叫做基督教,我早就知道。
He said, I already know the story of the Virgin Mary.
所以他们一生一世就听见那一句,
so forever he only know this one thing.
他说不必讲,我早就栽了,隆重栽,隆重就是那一句。
So all he knew was that one incident.
真的可怜。
So it's very sad.
有的人单单听希伯来书两节,听了八次,还听不懂。
Some people listen to two verses in the book of Hebrews for 8 sessions and still cannot get it.
从来不听到, 早就知道, 基督教就是那个不害羞的女人生孩子。
And some people have never heard preaching and say that they know all about Christianity.
你真的明白上帝的道?
Do you really understand the word of God?
我只能说我活了60几岁。
I can only say I'm in my 60s.
我讲了几万次。
I preach more than tens of thousands of times.
几千万人讲道,
and preach to hundreds of thousands, millions.
我还是很肤浅,
I still feel I'm very shallow spiritually.
我还是很不懂,
that I still do not know.
我还要再思想,
that I still need to think.
还要再追求,
still need to seek.
还要再深深思索上帝的话语,
and certainly I need to search the word of God.
你要快快听到,
so be quick to listen.
你要慢慢批判,
slow to
judge. 快快地听,
listen quickly.
慢慢地说,
but speak slowly.
慢慢地动,
and become angry slowly.
今天我讲到这里好吗?
I will end here this evening.
我们大家站起来。 十字架, 十字架, 永是我理由。